prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. The first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish. He'll be joining us in just a moment, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. No one delivers the kind of information that Rob does. If you ever have a question for Rob, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. Then, during the second hour, we're going to be joined by the esteemed Dr. Stuart McGill to talk about his new book, Back Mechanic, The Secrets to a Healthy Spine Your Doctor Isn't Telling You. This book is an eye-opener. As you know, I have my own spinal challenges, but things are changing for me. So much counterintuitive information in this book, I can't tell you. This is a book you should buy before you really need it, if you get what I mean. Don't forget, Secret Word Contest is still in full effect. We'll be announcing the winner this Friday on Casual Friday. The winner, we'll have two winners. Each will receive a free massage at Massage Envy Spa and Salon here in the United States. They're in every city. Unfortunately, they're not outside the United States, so our international listeners will sit this one out. But I can assure you next week's Secret Word Contest will include our international listeners as well. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
And hut! Hey, Commander.
How you doing, brother?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Doc ran blood work on me yesterday, first time in 6 months, and my creatine kinase finally came back normal.
Wow.
Which is a minor miracle in my world.
So for people who aren't aware of this, you had very, very high creatinine levels to the point where you appeared to be undergoing or starting to develop rhabdomyolysis, right?
Yes.
And yep, they couldn't figure out, you took off from the gym for how long?
9 weeks.
No lifting. And that still didn't bring him down, right?
And it still didn't bring him down. So, you know, I went to a couple of specialists and I got some conflicting information. So at the end of the day, I made the executive decision to go in the gym, train, and live my life. And if I dropped dead that day, well, at least I did it doing something I love.
Did you have any symptoms, Rob? Did you feel sick?
Well, the answer to that question is yes and no. There were times when I got so high, you know, I couldn't answer basic questions like who's the president, what day of the week is it. When all that dead tissue floats up to your brain, that's what it can do. On other occasions, I had no symptoms. And the last time I gave blood like this, the phone call that I got was, you need to go to the ER immediately. You know, you're in stage one kidney failure. My kidneys couldn't excrete all the CK. So, what can I say? You live and learn. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to this other than, as one specialist put it, look, high CK normals for you might be normal.
Right.
And he says, you have more muscle mass than the average bear. Not that I'm the biggest guy in the world, but it stands to reason that if you start with more, you're going to break down more.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, so, Adele wrote a blog post specifically about this and why weightlifters should not be too concerned with high a variety of high renal and liver numbers, but you live and you learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to read it.
Do you have now? I know we're still running the Progenidrex spot, but Progenidrex is out of stock right now, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Progenidrex has become so popular. They ran us straight out of stock. A couple guys. What happened was a couple guys bought caseloads of it, and it wiped us out. So it's temporarily out. It will be back in. I don't have the best ETA I have right now is 3 weeks.
But in the meantime, we still have Synthogen, and we're going to start running those Synthogen spots. Elliot is cutting your spot today, so we'll have the Synthogen spot in place here by probably tomorrow.
And we've effectively doubled the levels of reponsicum carthamoids in it, too. So know that the new batches are the stronger ones.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Steve Callop says, how effective is rhodiola as a calming agent? I keep seeing split feedback on the boards. Any idea why this is? Is this last week's question? No. I thought we talked about this once. I'm having deja vu. I'm sorry.
I think we cut it at 5 questions last week.
Okay.
So, if it is, I apologize. But rhodiola, it's an adaptogen. It's certainly one that works, and it works well in many people. The problem is it cuts hard one of both ways. It either gives people energy or it calms them down. You therefore need to be careful how you market it, as I found out the hard way with Tranquilogen. You know, it's a powerful product laced with real Russian rhodiola, which is too much for some people, too much for a lot of people, meaning it resulted in too much mental and physical energy versus calming them down. So our tagline used to be relax, restore, and rejuvenate. You know, now it's pain relief due to the special curcumin that we have in it, restore and rejuvenate, which the product does nicely. Again, though, if you're sensitive to rhodiola, know it has the strong stuff in it, TQ. So it's best to start out with only one cap, and I would do that in around noon. If you're interested in pure relaxation, ashwagandha is a solid pick, provided you find a product standardized to withanolides, which is the active ingredient, usually 2.5%. Sometimes you'll see 5%. Now, I've experienced some pretty impressive results with it, and the same can be said of valerian, 5-HTP, and kava kava. So that's why you see the feedback you do on rhodiola. Of all the adaptogens I can name, it's the one with the most noticeable effects. Just know, going in, it'll either give you energy or act as a sedative. Your brain chemistry, frankly, will determine which it needs more of.
Johnny Gray says, I see great feedback everywhere I look on Progenidrex. Yeah, that's why it's out of stock. My question is, how much of it is due to the laxogenin? And are there any similar ECDI analogs I can use? If
still there
are, yeah, you can't hear me? Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, okay. For a while you cut out.
My question is, how much of it is due to laxogenin, and are there any similar ECDI analogs I can use? If there are, what do they stack best with?
Well, laxogenin is certainly a key ingredient in Progenidrex, but it's difficult to assign a percentage how much of the work it's doing. You know, so too does it depend on what other ingredients I select to complement ECDI, or in this case, an analog. If you study the compound and how it works, you can skew the formula that surrounds it to emphasize its protein synthesis, anti-inflammatory, and or glucose disposal properties. So in Synthogen, I use RCE more so for protein synthesis, along with a secondary improvement in glucose disposal. In Progenidrex, on the other hand, I use laxogenin in conjunction with RALA to, one, ratchet up the anti-inflammatory effect, and two, improve glucose disposal, right? And added to that is anacyclis perithrum, which does another one that does an incredible job at disposing glucose. So, with respect to other compounds, there were 4 other analogs studied by Siroff and his team, and they published these in 1976. They're variously referred to as compounds 1 through 4 in the literature. They're also known as 25R. All of them, displaying anabolic activity. Compound 4 was most recently seen in Ebol. Prior to that, compound 2 was widely sold in the form of amino discounters, mesoblin. I want to caution here that the current mesoblin that's out there, that product is an out-and-out fraud. In fact, it contains none of these ECDI analogs, Laxogenin, which was sold under the trade name Mesoblin, it has none of those at all. It does, however, shamelessly try to tie Dan Duchesne's work to it, you know, thus being an implied endorsement. You can't get much lower than, you know, using a dead guy to sell your product.
Huh.
So while Laxogenin is all the rage, you know, what do you do? You know, I haven't seen any of the fabled 1 through 4 compounds for sale anywhere. They're not as hip as Lax, and E-Ball has been out of stock for over a year. Now, I am working on bringing one of these back in a product that's probably going to be here around early 2016. Just which one of those four and what supporting nutraceuticals I'm going to keep mum about, because as I've seen with both Synthogen and Progenesrex, people have tried to steal it. They've called the labs and asked for the prop blend. So, not going to happen. Finally, what do they stack best with? It depends which analog you're using and for what purpose. In all honesty, a lot of the supporting ingredients are difficult to source. They're expensive, or they're downright unavailable, some of these. And that's part of the reason why I don't have a formula of the month, like a lot of other companies. You know, when my new product hits, though, it'll really raise some eyebrows. The Blueprint Army members, of course, will get briefed first on it, and then not far behind, I'll announce it here on Superhuman Radio. I think you will find it worth the wait.
So you're saying that Mesobolan originally had these agents in there, but they removed them and act like the product is still the same?
Well, actually, it's a little more complex than that. Mesoblin was introduced by Amino Discounters. The chemist was Mark Fearman. This was circa 1990, 1991. That was really Laxogenin. The 25R products, there were a couple of outfits that were selling those, and they were really compound two. When you take a close look at the literature, that was compound two. That was a legitimate product. It worked well, and it sold well. This new Mesoblin is just an absolute fraud. There is no Laxogenin in it. They're trying to capitalize on the name, and any
That's
company.
How I figured, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to capitalize on the name, and think about how low that is. They're invoking the name of the late great Dan Duchesne as an implied endorsement. They came up with some story about he was conversing with Russian scientists on how to best use it, and blah blah. He thought the world of it, you know. And I thought I got sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you know, there's usually estates that protect the image and intellectual property of a person who has made their way into let's say the lexicon of let's say muscle building supplements,
right.
And you would think that that organization, that person, would be coming out and saying something about the. The use of his name, implying that this product is somehow endorsed by his intellect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Unfortunately, he can't do that, nor can Mark Fearman. Mark passed away in January of 2011. So he can't come back and say, hey, you know, Mesoblin, you can't do that. And even if he was still alive, the patent on that name or the trademark on that name
Expired.
And that's why they picked it up.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Seth Flanders. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish. I'm Carl Lenore. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
At the starting of the week, at some talks you'll hear them speak. It's only Monday.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Seth Flanders says, I heard you talk about using a new beef protein the other day. Care to share which one and how it's working for you?
Well, for reference sake, I was using Muscle Meds Carnivore, probably the most widely sold beef protein around, or at least advertised. I found it at a decent replacement for whey with some added benefits, 2.5 grams of creatine mono per scoop. However, my use of protein powders as a staple, so to speak, has fallen way off in current years. And that's partly due to economics and partly due to the fact that I just find regular protein foods tastier. So I then have moved on to AST Research's Raptor hydrolyzed beef protein. It's 100% hydrolyzed protein, meaning the amino acid strings are chopped down to specific lengths, and they're measured in daltons. So in this case, fast, medium, and slow, at least according to the advertising. The real money is ingesting a protein hydrolyzed down to the 500 dalton level or lower. The reason being, they're the most quickly absorbed and go to work almost immediately, right, repairing muscle. Raptor claims 30% peptides down to the 500 dalton level. You also get 2.5 grams of creatine per scoop. Those are the positives. The unspoken downside is this. Any protein that's hydrolyzed is denatured by virtue of that hydrolysis. Now, that doesn't mean it can't work. It just means there's an unadvertised compromise. And I noticed this long ago when I was experimenting with PeptiPro, right, which is pretty much the industry standard for low molecular weight proteins. 60% of that contains peptides hydrolyzed down to the 500 dalton level. Now, frankly, I wasn't that impressed with it, and it's the reason I opted instead for a highly specific ratio of essential aminos and synthogen. But here's the bottom line. AST's Raptor, it's not a bad product. It'll for sure make a difference in your recovery if used intra-workout or even post-workout. It's just not enough, in my opinion, relative to some other products you could be using. One other note, the powder doesn't mix as well as whey, and even the carnivore that I was using, and meaning it foams quite a bit, right? Now, that's a non-issue for me, but it might be for you. All things considered, the chocolate flavor that they've got is pretty darn good, too, which surprised me because hydrolyzed whey, especially 500 and under, are bitter as hell. So I hope that helps.
I think it's funny that you point out that hydrolyzation is a negative, but they sell it as a positive, don't they?
They do. I mean, there are some positives. I tried to give those. But understand, by its very nature, that protein is denatured.
But let's not take denaturing too far.
I
just want to say this to people. So when we hear about denaturing, there's lots of different forms of denaturing. Denaturing that breaks a protein down to its smaller component amino acid peptides is not necessarily a bad thing. Denaturing that changes a protein's digestibility and bioavailability, that's a bad thing. So chewing is denaturing. You know what I'm saying? Technically, if you're chewing a piece of beef, you're denaturing that beef because you're taking it out of its natural form state. So you have to understand whether the denaturing that's occurring in a protein is actually making it more digestible and bioavailable or less digestible and bioavailable. And that's really hard to determine because we don't know the exact processes that go into making protein products these days. You know, when you look at a protein bar and they say, well, it's got 25 grams of whey protein in it. Great. But how did you get it to form into a bar? Did you have to heat it, bake it in the oven? Did you have to add things to it? What are you doing to that bar to get everything to look like a bar? And is that denaturing making it harder for me to digest or easier for me to digest?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
But, you know, the problem with things like this today, Rob, is it's way too complicated all the time to have to, you know, call a company and ask the questions. And that's why it's important to find companies that you trust, that you know that their mission is your mission.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in the Blueprint Tip of the Day, ironically enough.
We're actually going to go ahead and take our break early and come back with a question from Rob Wood. How's that sound?
Yeah, cool.
All right, sit tight. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Have you ever visited CoachRobRegish.com? Why not? If you're shaking your head no right now, why not? Do you know that if you go to CoachRobRegish.com today and spend just a half hour on that website, your workouts will be better tomorrow. You will be stronger by the end of the week just from some of the tidbits of information that you'll pick up at that website.
And there's a lot of free stuff there, too.
A lot of free stuff there. Free pictures of Rob in a bathing suit, all sorts of things like that. Anyway, yeah, get that one. I want that one, by the way. Rob Wood wants to know, I want to renew my yearly subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. I'm still receiving my Blueprint Bulletin, but I think my subscription has expired. I want to make sure that I'm paying for all of the bulletins. I almost feel guilty when I receive them because the information has been so very helpful and beneficial to me. The yearly cost is minuscule. Also, when will 4.0 be released? And he means the Blueprint 4.0.
Right. Yeah, I got this email this week. And
are there some people slipping by the system that are still getting it when, even though they haven't renewed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the... I don't stay on top of things like I should, I guess. There are some people that were paying manually, you know, outside the system, so to speak. And, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. You know, I just kept them on there, and I kept sending them to him. And to his credit, you know, Rob's a stand-up guy, and truth be told, 99% of my subscribers are just like him. So it's representative of the type of feedback I get every month, by the way. I've had people over and over favorably compare it to the old Muscle Media or Duchesne's Dirty Dieting newsletters of yesteryear. But be that as it may, a subscription to the Bulletin can be had on CoachRobRegish.com, publications, Blueprint Bulletin subscriptions. It's under $15 a month, and it's loaded with lots of insider and breaking info alerts, too. For example, did you know that right now the FDA is taking action against a certain supplement that almost every major online and point-of-sale retailer has pulled out of fear of our government, or that the supplement in question doesn't have a single adverse event report associated with it, or you know, what supplement is rumored to be next? My subscribers got all that info just yesterday, and then some, directing them where to stock up, who had clearance sales on it, etc. And remember, the FDA, Big Pharma, is moving fast. The situation is very fluid, and while this ingredient may not be on your must-have list, what's next will be. Note that there were no warning letters sent to retailers about this ingredient, just a broad FDA release that it no longer considers it legitimate in their eyes. So word to the wise, this kind of stuff is going on more and more, and you don't want to get caught flat-footed. So, and we cover stuff like that every month, and special bulletins on demand when stuff like this happens. Now, with respect to 4.0, the Blueprint 4.0, it's going to consist of four separate documents: a training template, the simplified dietary template, a gray market supplement guide, and an alternative, more mainstream supplement guide for those looking for something less edgy, because the gray market stuff is just that, very edgy. The training and possibly dietary template will be released within days by the end of the month, and that'll be released for free to all members of the Blueprint Army. 4.0, like I said, this is the latest rendition of it, will be offered at a discount to regular Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. And then finally, the two supplement guides will be released at a later date. You know, the reason? Frankly, they're in legal review right now. Getting the once over or twice over for the gray market one. For those who didn't enlist during last month's special, you're still in luck, because November marks the 3-year anniversary of the Bulletin, and we'll be doing something special for those interested. Details haven't been finalized, but a discounted enrollment in the Blueprint Army, which again gets you 4.0 for free, are in the works. That's far and away the best deal. It includes access to the vault. We've talked about this before. You know, it's 3 years worth now of bulletins, which you've heard Rob speak to, how useful they are and helpful. An ongoing subscription, every Blueprint Power Hour ever recorded, both audio and text, in the searchable database, as well as the Add 1 inch to Your Arms in a Single Workout course. The entire series of Blueprint books, we're up to 5 now, special alerts, discounted offerings on new products, etc., etc. In summary, 4.0 is the edgiest thing I have ever done, which is really saying something. I do, however, think it'll be the pinnacle of my work, and what you read is going to absolutely blow your mind.
Really cool. Really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have a question here that maybe we could squeeze in really, really fast, and then we'll
I'll
try. This one comes from Mike Gillard. He says, thanks to you, I've been smartened up on supplement ending, literally cleaned my pantry out, consolidated down to 3 or 4 products, and saving a boatload of money every single week now. Many thanks. I'm interested in losing a lot of body fat and replacing it with at least some of it with muscle. Been training for 15 years off and on, 35 years old, and tried a lot of training-related stuff to meet my goals. No dice. Doesn't work. Am I missing something? And what's really needed to drop the fat and build muscle at my age? Your age, you're actually in the sweet spot of age right now. Is it even possible drug-free?
Well,
he's in his 30s.
It's possible, although I'd caution, you know, it's not going to be as easy as, let's say, if you're a newbie. You know, 15 years is a long time to be training, and I assume you've thrown a lot at your body. So if that's the case, we need to do something different. The key here is taking a step back and assessing your somatype. You know, what you've done training and diet-wise, along with something even more important, what you haven't tried. I tell you flat out the Blueprint Meteoric is your best solution, but I'm also gonna speak to some freebies here. You know, somatype, if you have ecto-leaning tendencies at all, it's gonna be a bigger challenge than it otherwise would. I'll assume that as a worst-case scenario. What that means is you'll be at higher risk for losing muscle if calories and protein aren't sufficient, although you'll drop body fat easier. I'd recommend your first run a hormone panel inclusive of total and free test. If you're not already in the optimal range, and I'll define that as the upper third, you need to be, and that can either be accomplished via HRT with your doctor or some trial and error supplementation. Transdermal DHEA is your friend here, along with Divinyl, 3,4-Divinyl tetrahydrofuran, meaning it's the active ingredient in stinging nettle root. Now, once those levels are optimal, we turn our attention to training. Needless to say, you'll need to be doing something a lot different than you were. In my opinion, that boils down into tapping into all three energy systems that muscle fuels on, meaning separate days are devoted to heavy training and long rest periods, light weights with no rest periods between exercises, and then something in between, medium weights with incomplete rest between sets. You know, you're also going to need a savvy diet to support those body comp changes, which is probably the most challenging of the fundamentals that I'm speaking to. It'll have to be much different than what you've tried in the past, and the key will be controlling insulin to keep it steady most of the time, but being able to ratchet it up when appropriate. And then finally, you may benefit from recomp agents like Synthogen, Forskolin, or a combination of beta agonists like ephedrine plus Forskolin. What you don't want to do is start mindlessly shotgunning too much protein powder and taking too much creatine per day. You know, both of those are fine supplements, but knowing when and where to use them is key. So I hope that helps, Mike.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take our commercial break now, and when we come back, we will talk about the Blueprint tip of the day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Later in the show, we're going to be joined by the esteemed Dr. Stuart McGill to talk about his new book, Back Mechanic. If you don't have a back problem and you lift heavy, that doesn't mean that your spine isn't undergoing some changes that will haunt you later on in life. Take it from this old dude here. Lumbar spine compression. I squatted today, by the way.
Yeah?
I said F it. I haven't squatted in like a month since I was like, oh, you know, I've been doing a lot of inversion, a lot of healthy things that I'm going to talk to Dr. McGill about to find out if they're really healthy. And I thought to myself, I'm going to go in. I just did power squats on the Bodymaster power squat machine, but I went up to seven plates on each side. I did a triple. But I really focused much more on my form than I normally do instead of just grunting it out. I got to tell you, my legs feel better right now. I don't know if it's placebo or what, but we're going to get to the bottom of it with Dr. Stuart McGill. Okay, so let's talk about the blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
Well, thoughts on who you send your money to.
Send it to me. Send it to me.
Yeah, well, sometimes you're sending your money to somebody that, and it winds up in the hands of someone else that you weren't aware of. And that's what the tip of the day is all about. So I get to know a lot of people, of course, in the Blueprint Army, but also a lot of folks not on board yet. I also get to observe complete strangers spending their money on sports nutrition supplements everywhere, from GNC to drugstores to supermarkets. Yet, I notice a lot of their money is unwittingly going to Big Pharma, who, by the way, have bought many of these brands, then retained the old supplement company names without mentioning, of course, their name. That's pretty low, in my opinion. Here's just a partial list of supplement brands I've uncovered that are now owned by Big Pharma. Schiff Vitamins and all their herbs, which is a huge line.
Yeah.
That's now owned by British pharmaceutical giant Reckitt Benckiser Group. Now, the former supplement company New Chapter, they're now owned by Procter & Gamble, a partner of Teva Pharmaceuticals.
The company that
Emergency
gave the company that gave
all of their associated products.
Well, wait.
Procter and Gamble. They are owned lock, stock, and barrel.
He doesn't hear
now
me.
By Pfizer. The biggest unknown for most people, frankly, is EAS. I see tons of guys buying their way from Costco. They're ready to drink shakes and protein bars from grocery stores and drugstores. All of that money goes straight to Abbott Labs, folks. The original Metrex was a revolutionary product, right, created by Dr. Scott Connolly. He sold it to Rexall Sundown for $108 million
wow.
in 2000. Metrex is currently owned by NBTY. It's a big pharma. They're less well-known, of course. Even something seemingly innocuous as your multivitamin is now a wolf in sheep's clothing. The big pharma giant Wyeth, for example, makes Centrum and a lot of the other supplements that you'll see in drugstores. And Bayer of aspirin fame makes their one-a-day line. Unilever, Novartis, GlaxoSmithKline, and other big pharma firms also make or sell supplements. So the question is, how do we get here? Well, the gutless cowards in Congress, a majority of whom are on Big Pharma's payroll or will be on it once they leave, have delegated their lawmaking powers granted by the Constitution to a bunch of Big Pharma-friendly, unelected bureaucrats at the FDA, who are in turn using that power to undermine free commerce and help Big Pharma eliminate competition. You know, this is the behavior of a government in tyranny, and it invites revolution, in my opinion. It's noteworthy that fascist governments in the past have eliminated health freedom and health options as a necessary condition to enslave and brainwash the population. Congress has literally delegated its responsibility to the people to such an extent that over half the laws in this country are now concocted by unelected bureaucrats with vested interests. Which brings us to what you can do. You know, you're the little guy, probably feel like me, what the hell can I do? First, boycott these and other companies owned by Big Pharma. You know, there's a reason why you won't see their name on the label. They're trying to fool you. It's a nice way to start a business relationship, right? Second, understand that these products aren't what they used to be. The original Metrex, for example, was a groundbreaking formula. It included micellar casein, glutamine, etc., etc. Today's formula, absolute rubbish by comparison. Same deal for EAS. You can be absolutely assured that the lowest quality ingredients go into your shakes, protein bars, and ready-to-drink drinks. Because Big Pharma is all about the bottom line. Instead, look for smaller companies that are not owned by Big Pharma. How do you find that out? Call and ask. Or otherwise research them on the web. You're going to be surprised by what you find. When I formulate for a company, for example, the first question out of my mouth is, who are they owned by? and you can bet your last dollar I won't do business with Big Pharma, ever. So be mindful of where your hard-earned money is going, because the last thing we need is to feed these fat pigs, giving them, you know, even more power than they already have. So, and that was probably from in a half hour. I already knew about EAS and metrics, but I uncovered a half dozen that are owned by Big Pharma.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's really tragic thing.
I mean, you've got
to be giving these people money, because you need only Google, pick one, Unilever. Unilever's 2014 profits and how much their CEO made. I guarantee you the profits are in billions, or at least hundreds of millions, and the CEO, his or her compensation is usually... Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me. You couldn't hear me a second ago.
In the tens of millions of dollars.
This doesn't surprise me, because this is what companies do. A lot of companies, they get to the point where they're so big, they want to be bought out. You know, they build a company,
right,
and they're like, okay, I'm ready to go retire. And who's going to step up and buy them? But these companies who want to be in the supplement industry and that have the money to buy them. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you have Emergency that was purchased by a pharmaceutical company. They're out there now. And these companies change the quality of the product once they get in, because they're looking to consolidate costs. So they go, oh, we're not going to buy that anymore from that guy. We already buy something similar from this guy. Granted, it's not as good as what they were using, but it still will meet the label claims, and they just start using different stuff. The product changes almost overnight.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said before, the original metrics was an incredible product, an incredible formula. You know, the metrics that's out there today, god-awful by comparison. EAS, my God, you know, their way... The bulk bags that you see at Costco, especially the RTDs, which are heated up to hell. So is their whey. It's cooked and boiled like the rest of this crap. And you think you're spending money on supplements and rewarding top quality companies, and you're really sending it to these pharmaceutical companies. It really, really sucks. And
yeah,
if they're so damn proud of who they are, why do they hide their name?
Right. They know why. Because they know, right, as soon as somebody knows that they're the company behind this product now, they'll stop buying it.
Which is why I did this segment. And I really hope it hits home with people. It's an eye-opener for a lot of them. They don't know. But you need to know about it. And that's why I brought the information forth.
Great stuff. So, in summary... as far as your training goes, your training is just the way it's always been, and your CK levels are fine, and so we don't know what caused this, and you're just going to keep moving on. That's it.
That's all I can do, is live my life and periodically get blood tests so that I don't wind up, you know, not knowing who the president's name is. That's how bad it can get. So I'm going to train smart. I'm still going to train hard. I'm going to do the best I can. But
when you have those moments where you can't remember the president's name, so to speak,
yeah.
Does it last all day? Is it momentary? Is it for hours at a time? Or is it days at a time?
If left unchecked, you'll die from it. It's very simple. In my case, I woke up, didn't know who I was, where I was, couldn't, you know, when the EMTs got there, I couldn't answer, you know, who the president was, what day of the week it was, and they didn't know. They thought it was a narcotic overdose. In fact, they told Jen, they said, look, we're going to give him a shot of Narcan, I think it is. You know, if it's a narcotics overdose, then he'll come too, because I kept fading out. And, of course, they gave it to me, and I went to sleep, so they knew it wasn't narcotics. But to answer your question, you wake up, you don't know who or where you are. Hopefully somebody or you, unlikely, can dial 911. Because if they don't find out what it is and flush your system real fast with an IV of water, you can die. Your kidneys will shut down because they can't excrete that amount of CK.
What about blood? What about donating blood? Are you donating blood now?
Yes, but only because my hematocrit and iron levels have gotten too high. So
I go today, actually. So I'm doing it. I was doing it every 6 weeks. This time around, it's almost it's 8 weeks since my last donation. But I'm going to do this until I've given blood every 6 to 8 weeks for 12 times, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic to do it. Not just, you know, a nice thing to do for other people, but I am convinced that it's healthy.
Well, think about it. Mesenchymal stem cells are produced from the bone marrow. So when your body has to produce new blood cells and new blood, it also releases a ton of new stem cells into the bloodstream, which can go to work and repair things.
Yep.
And plus, if you're getting exposure to toxins, which we all are, I mean, unless you live in a bubble or you live in the Adirondack Mountains, you know, then you're not. This is a great way to kind of take some dirty oil out of the system and put a quart of clean oil into the system, one quart at a time, so to speak, or in this case, one pint at a time. So, I'm looking to do it. I mean, I'm happy that I'm helping other people. Apparently, I have a blood type that's in demand. I forget what it is, but because it's universal, I guess maybe she told me. But anyway, I'm doing it for selfish reasons. I want to end up in some point of 2016 to have pretty much all new blood in my body.
Wow.
So we'll see. Anyway, all
right,
thank you very much for what you did today with all the answers to questions. And if you have questions for Rob Regish, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com or go to coachrobregish.com and reach out to him there. We'll see you next week, brother.
Great. Thanks, Carl. Thanks to everyone.
We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Stuart McGill. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
One of the nice things about this show is that my own personal life kind of bleeds into it. And my experiences seem to evoke a response by people in the audience who say, wow, me too. And so that's why I think it's important for me to share my own personal experiences. If you've been listening to the show, at least for the past month and a half, you know, I've been talking a lot about taking care of your spine. And I don't mean going to a chiropractor and getting an adjustment, but understanding how your spine works mechanically, understanding the things that can insult it, and doing things regularly to make sure that you are caring for it, especially if you're like me and you're squatting heavy and deadlifting heavy and you're constantly from the top down compressing the spine, combined with maybe bad form, sitting the wrong way in a chair all day, all these things start to mount up. And the best time to start worrying about your spine is before you have a back problem. So you don't have a back problem. But if you already have a back problem, to everyone who's listening, this is an important discussion today. We're joined by Dr. Stuart McGill. How you doing, Dr. McGill?
Very well, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So you released a book called Back Mechanic, The Secrets to a Healthy Spine Your Doctor Isn't Telling You. And Alex Leaf booked this show selfishly because I've been having some problems. We'll talk about later. But also the funny thing is John Parker, who is a friend of the show, has been listening to it for probably the whole 10 years I've been on the air. He told me, you know, I heard you talking about your back. You ought to get Dr. McGill's book, Back Mechanic. So the book is out there, and John Parker is studying. I think he's, I don't know if he is a chiropractor yet or he's just about to get his sheepskin, but he believes in what you're doing to a great degree. But what you're talking about in this book is completely flies in the face of all the orthodoxy's suggestions to caring for your back. So how did you come up with this approach or these approaches?
Well, first of all, I'm a professor of spine biomechanics here at the University of Waterloo in Canada, and I have spent 30 years listening to people like you and asking about why am I the one? And I would start assessing them. I would use the typically common orthopedic assessments and neurological assessments, and some of them gave me some insight and others didn't. Simply looking at an MRI picture, for example, might be one example that really doesn't tell you much about the pain triggers. It's only a confirmation that if you found a specific nerve root, for example, through physical exam that was compromised, then it would be nice to see that confirmation on an MR. But in any case, in listening to the questions posed by the average person, every one we went back to the laboratory and dissected it and pulled it apart and in many cases did some pretty tough science. But I guess that's the answer to the question. We've been spending 30 years crushing, shearing cadaveric spines, measuring them in people who are very disabled all the way through to the top athletes in the world, and then we run trials on cohorts of people to see if it actually works or not. And you are absolutely correct. We've come up with many truisms that do fly in the face of orthodoxy.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about the aging spine, the aging back. Are things like stenosis, you know, look, just get ready for it, it's gonna happen, or is a stenosis a pathological endpoint that can actually be addressed when we talk about caring for the spine?
What a great question. Well, first of all, think of all of the old people that you know, and you'll reach the conclusion that not many are going to complain about back pain as their number one complaint. They will tell you that the apex of their back pain was when they were in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and then they grew out of it. So that's a myth in of itself. But those older folks who do have back pain fall into different categories. Their discs, which were the primary cause of pain in their younger years, that pain has now burned out, and we can talk about that mechanism if you like. But stenosis is a condition. Stenosis means narrowing of, so it usually means narrowing of the spinal canal where the central cord descends and then the little nerve roots come through little holes or foramen in the spine, and it's those holes that close down or lose space over time. Now, who gets stenosis? Those people who bent their spines and had more motion in their spines when they were younger are the ones who end up having more stenosis as they get older, which again is counterintuitive. So there's a sweet spot of behavior throughout your life where it's moderation, not too much and not too little motion and load. Will minimize the risk of stenosis. But if you're a lifelong recreational squash or tennis player, or you might have an occupation like a plumber who is up and down and has a lot of a range of motion in their spine occupationally, those are the ones who end up with the arthritic, stenotic categories of back pain. And I don't know if you want to talk about the treatments for that.
Well, yeah, we're gonna talk about treatments in a second. But so staying with stenosis for a second, is stenosis narrowing of the actual bone of the spine, or is it a result of the compression? You know, if you take a donut and it has a 1-inch hole in it, if you squash the donut, the edges flare out and the inner portion flares in. So is the stenosis a result of the disc in the spine, or is it actually calcification forming inside the channel of the bone of the spine?
It's both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. If you squeeze the disc down and lose disc height, no question, the foramen or the holes that the nerves exit become smaller. The actual central canal for the spinal cord that usually has ingrowth of bone with the more arthritic type. So there's several subcategories of stenosis. You've hit the nail on the head. And I might add there are several other sources as well. The ligamentum flavum, which is a very elastic ligament at the back of the spinal canal, again, if it is stressed too repeatedly and to too high a degree, it will slowly calcify over time, thicken, and narrow the space centrally as well. So, again, many different reasons for the stenosis.
Sciatic nerve aggravation, for lack of better terms, seems to be the most common problem that originates in the spine. We think of sciatic nerve as the leg, but the reality is that the nerve is being aggravated where it exits the lumbar spine, correct?
Absolutely. I've had patients come to me and someone has told them that they're in line to have their foot amputated because they literally can't lay in bed and stand the weight of a summer bed sheet on their toes. It's too painful.
Right.
And then we do a fairly quick exam on that specific situation and can show them right away that the whole problem has nothing to do with their foot. It has to do with the nerve root that serves their foot that's in the either the L4, L5, or the L5S1, the two bottom joints of the spine, and we can trace quite precisely which root it is. But you're absolutely right. All the compression, the stenosis, takes place in the lumbar region.
So is that test, it was told to me once, and I don't know, is it something called like a slump test where you sit someone down and you have them bend at the waist and lean forward and then you lift the leg and they can feel the activation down the leg, but it's originating from the lumbar spine? Is that called a slump test or something like that?
Well, that is the slump test, but we would never use it. It's far too crude and crass. We're far beyond the slump test.
Okay.
Because as you raise the leg, it puts tension on the sciatic nerve from below the spine. But as you slump and then flex your neck, it creates tension from above. We want to be much more precise and find out, is it tension from below? Is it tension from above the lumbar spine? Is the nerve root sliding or is it just irritated? Et cetera, et cetera. So it's actually a diagnostic tree that we would follow to isolate it right down. The slump test is, again, a very, very crude indicator that...
I can see why it would be crude, because if you're sitting on the balls of your ass where your piriformis muscles are, the sciatic nerve passes through the piriformis, so you could actually be impinging it right there by the way you're sitting, right?
Well, absolutely. This idea that piriformis is a widespread cause of sciatic pain is rather a myth. It got a little bit of traction, pardon the pun, but unless you've been really kicked in the piriformis or had some heavy trauma, or you have an anatomic anomaly, in other words, the muscle truly pierces the muscle, and we've had a few patients like that over the years, then we would say, all right, there really is a piriformis cause. But you're right, when you're sitting, there could be situations where the person is actually causing pressure on the nerve root simply by sitting, because the sciatic nerve goes behind the hip joint and hip capsule. So again, there's all kinds of reasons. It may even be that it's adhered to the hip capsule. There's post-surgical scarring that could be another cause of these nerve root irritations. So as I said, we would work to find out the mechanism of the sciatic irritation.
Could leg pain ever come from the cervical spine? There's some discussion that...
Carl, I have to congratulate you. Your logic in these questions is phenomenal. I've done hundreds of these interviews, and I don't think anyone has followed the logic as clearly as you have. The answer is absolutely yes. And these are the unfortunate patients that get thrown under the bus and told, that the pain is in their head or they're imagining things because they are foxing the clinicians using old traditional assessment approaches. Of course, if a nerve root gets adhered in the neck, that creates tension on the full nerve root all the way to the toes. So we would then play with the different motions, postures, and loads, those three mechanical elements in the cervical spine, and see if that modulates distal symptoms, either down the legs or in the foot. I'll give you an example of one. It happens about 5% of the time in people who have sciatic symptoms because of a lumbar disc bulge. Most of the time, the disc bulge is what we call overhooking the nerve root. So when they look down at the ground, their leg symptoms increase.
Oh, wow.
Because they're pulling on the spinal cord from above through the neck. But they're about 5% of the time, you get people when they look up, it causes the tension down their spinal cord to reduce, but then the radicular pain in their leg increases. And this foxes a lot of clinicians. But what happens is we found what's called an underhooking disc bulge, so that the nerve actually slides down and gets pinched in the bulge when they stand and nice and tall. So we've had very tall, beautiful posture, beautiful movement pattern NBA basketball players. Gorgeous to watch, and yet they come in after they have this underhooked nerve. They walk in with their head looking down at the ground. And I'll say, why do you look down at the ground? And they'll say, because it takes my leg pain away.
And
there's our first clue that, okay, we better follow up the possibility that there's an underhooked nerve root. But these poor fellows come in and they've been told, we don't understand your pain. You must be faking it or wanting compensation from your team or some, just a tragic, tragic outcome.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to just address briefly scoliosis. I think that a lot of chiropractors, not the well-meaning chiropractors, but a lot of these flim-flam chiropractors love to tell people you've got scoliosis. But I've had discussions with a very, very high-level orthopedic surgeon who works on some dancers and athletes, Dr. Bill Seeds, and he said, if you look at a golfer, he's got the worst scoliosis of all because of the way he contorts his body every time he swings. And scoliosis is not necessarily always something that's going to harm you physically. So I want to get your opinion on scoliosis when we come out of the break. And then we'll talk about what people can learn in this book, okay?
Fantastic.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The website is backfitpro.com. This is Dr. Stuart McGill's website. You can read some great articles there. You can order DVDs and books. And we will have Back Mechanic, The Secrets to a Healthy Spine Your Doctor Isn't Telling You, on superhumanradio.com later today. And I'm going to tell you why. Don't wait to have a back problem. That's not the time to order this book. Order this book so you never have a back problem. And we're going to talk about loading of the spine in a little bit. But this book is amazing. This book will give you the tools to A, fix a back problem if you have it, and B, never have a back problem if you don't. So this is a must-have. We don't pay attention to our spines at all until they start to cause problems, and then it's too late. Dr. McGill, scoliosis. I went to a chiropractor once that actually hurt me. This is the truth. He hurt me. I didn't have a problem when I went in there. When I went out, I couldn't use my right arm. He told me it was because I have a scoliosis. I said, if I have a scoliosis, it's never bothered me until you gave me this adjustment. So what about a scoliosis? Is it, doesn't everybody have some amount of curvature of the spine? Isn't some of it actually physiological because of where the heart and the lungs are and all this other stuff?
Oh, boy. You've hit the nail on the head once again, Carl. Let's define scoliosis. So as a person stands, they have a curve in the thoracic part, or a convex curve in their rib cage, and then a hollow in their low back. That's called lordosis. And then they have the same reversed curve in their cervical spine or their neck. Those are all normal. But if you look at a person from the back and you see a curve deviating from a straight line, that is called scoliosis. Right. So it's frontal plane deviation. Well, the first question is, does it matter? When does it become critical? Can you even change it? What causes it? All of these things will take us in the right direction. First of all, is it important? Well, actually it is in some people. I have a little bit of scoliosis. No one is perfectly symmetrical. Let's just put it that way. But some people will go through their whole lives and not really notice it. But for others, absolutely, it is an issue. Can it be changed by a chiropractor or anyone else through mechanical means? The answer is, it depends, and here's one of the tests that you can tell. Have a person stand, and you look at their back, and see if you can see the curve. Now, sometimes they're going to have to flex forward because the scoliosis has a rotational component where you have to, what's called, do coupled bending. So as you curve forward, you'll see one side of the rib cage elevated and the other side not. In any case, have them hang from a chin-up bar. Mm. If the scoliosis straightens, it shows that their spine has the ability to change, and then at least it has a chance to change through corrective exercise. The older the person is, the less the chance. The ideal time is in the teenage years. So have a screen of your children and see if they have this scoliosis developing, and then at least you have a chance to change it. Now, you mentioned anatomical variation like hearts and lungs. There's this common term, idiopathic scoliosis, and that means the cause is unknown. But again, this really doesn't make sense. There's always a cause. It may just be that your heart is displaced just through normal biological variation to one side of the rib cage than the other. That means you have one dominant lung and one deficit lung. If you ask that kind of a patient to put their arms over their head and fully inhale air, you will see and measure the rib cage on the dominant lung side expanding, whereas on the deficit side it doesn't. If that's the case, I would recommend and we would follow the teachings of Schroth, that's S-C-H-R-O-T-H, who's a doc in Germany, and she has created a wonderful set of corrective exercises to open up the rib cage on the deficit side, and we've had some success, particularly, as I said, with younger teenage women as they are developing. So there's a few thoughts on scoliosis and the whole asymmetry issue.
What about, okay, so let's talk a little bit about loading the spine. We have an audience of people who lift weights. The back squat is king. The Bulgarian deadlift as well as the stiff leg deadlift, these are very important movements to us. They all put a great deal of stress not only on the spine. When we talk about the spine like it's the spine is dependent on muscles for it to do its job. So we really should call it the system of the spine, because there are all of these other muscles and tendons and ligaments that allow the spine to even stay where it is and do what it needs to do. But when we're loading the spine from the top down, is it just, look, if that's the kind of exercise you're going to do, just get used to it. You're going to end up with a bulge in a disc someday?
Well, there's several components in your whole lead up to this. So there's no question that the muscular system forms a guy wire system. If we were to take a spine out of a cadaver, it would fail, buckle, under 20 pounds. pounds of applied compressive loading. In other words, your bare spine can't even hold up your upper body without collapsing. So the muscular system forms a guy wire system where if you tension it equally and create what we would call a muscular bracing pattern, now the spine won't buckle and it can bear tremendous loads. So as a weightlifter, you might call that forming the lifter's wedge, setting up on the bar, taking in air to about 70% of lung capacity, locking it down, stiffening your spine, and pulling through with the hips. But let's get back to why some people end up getting disc bulges with squat patterns and deadlift patterns, and others it actually builds them. It does, it'll either build them up or tear them down. First of all, we can't get away from genetics. This isn't going off topic. It's a bit of a story.
Yeah, please.
If you take the average middle linebacker from the NFL, who by definition will have a very robust spine and take high load because they have to survive their job, you will not find very many who can hit a golf ball very far.
Mm-hmm.
Now the reason is, in order to hit a golf ball far, you need a slender spine that allows it to twist. So if you take a thin willow branch, you can bend it back and forth and stress it, and it won't break. But if you took a thick branch and bended it or twisted it, it would break right away. So a bigger, thicker spine usually has what's called a limacon shape to the discs. They will not bend very far without breaking. So the very feature that allows a linebacker to take high compressive loads and train heavy mutually excludes them from being a great golfer. And likewise, a great golfer who has a slender spine and can twist would not do well doing deep squats and heavy pulls and deadlifts and that kind of thing. The two kinds of architectures have very specific advantages and disadvantages in that architecture. So that's just a start on the spine, but you were correct earlier when you said the spine is a system. Let's look at the hips. It's so interesting when you look at hip architecture throughout the world. If you chase orthopedic disease, the story is really there. The country with the highest rate of hip dysplasia in the world is Poland. They have, at least that typical genotype, has a very shallow hip socket. It allows the hip to have huge mobility, so big that many babies have their hips dislocated. What that means is, though, as they mature, they can squat very deeply because the hip socket has such range.
Right.
Because it's shallow. And where do the Olympic lifters come from?
Right.
Bulgaria,
right.
Poland, and Western Russia, which is the Ukraine. That hip is ideally suited for deep squats and creating tremendous extensor power out of the hole. Now let's chase another type of orthopedic disease. It's called anterior femoral impingement. This is the impingement of the anterior hip as the femur collides. That's the leg bone with the pelvis in a deep squat. The highest rate of femoral impingement are in the Celtic nations, which is Normandy, France, Ireland, and Scotland. They have a very different hip architecture where the socket is very deep, so the standing strength is very, very high, but the power production out of the deep squat in the bottom of the hole is very poor. It's very poor for the first half of the squat. So when you have those two different types of hips, you see once again the dysplastic hip, or the one that has a very shallow hip socket, you can squat much deeper through the hips, and then you can keep perfect back form deeper into the hole. But if you have the Celtic hip, the archetypical phenotype,
you can only squat down
halfway, and then the hips run out of room, and then the rest of the motion takes place in the spine.
Right, you're going to roll your hips forward.
Basically. And now here is the rub.
Yeah, I see.
The mechanism for disc herniation is if you squeeze the spine under heavy load, and then you bend it forward. Hydraulically, it drives the nucleus which is the middle of the disc, and it works it through the delaminating layers of collagen, and you will get a disc bulge. So the stiffer your hips, and again, it's not a matter of stretching them. It's probably better just to select your parents. That will determine the stress on the disc bulge mechanism. So life isn't fair. There's a lot in all of these elements, and then you were talking earlier about back squats and front squats. You know, it matters how long your body length to leg length ratio is. Why are you doing squats? Is it for legs? Is it for hips? All of these things will determine the right form of a squat to achieve whatever your goals are. What matters is total volume of training. You can't ignore biology.
Yeah.
This is a fact. We all recover at different rates. We all have inherent different capacities for training load. And, you know, there's just too many of these kids on the internet calling themselves experts, prescribing training loads that don't respect biology, and they're creating one disc bulge after another.
All right, I want to take our break. And when we come back, I want to start talking about my personal experience, and maybe the audience can actually learn something from what I've done. Both about 6 years ago and then again recently. We're talking right now with Dr. Stuart McGill. His book is called Back Mechanic, The Secrets to a Healthy Spine Your Doctor Isn't Telling You About. If you currently have back pain, must have book. If you don't have back pain, must have book. This is a book that everybody needs, because once your spine starts giving you problems, you can forget about everything else. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Stuart McGill. His book is Back Mechanic. You can go to backfitpro.com. and get it there later today. It'll be up on superhumanradio.com. This is a must-have book. Don't wait until you have pain. Don't wait until you have back problems. And don't just think of back problems as bad. Don't wait until you have pain shooting down your legs, out into your arms. I mean, the spine radiates pain outwardly. You don't always feel the pain in the spinal area. In fact, I think, frankly, and I stand to be corrected, you never feel the pain in your spine area. You feel it in other places because those nerves run deep into other areas of the body. So this is an important book for all of us who train heavy because we don't give any consideration to our spine. Okay, so about 7 years ago, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to a gym that had an old, rusty, what did I call it before? Hack squat machine. Okay, Dr. McGill? And I used to do reverse hack squats on it. And reverse hack squats actually rounded out my lower back. But I did them because I thought I was supposed to do them. And I used to get pretty heavy with them. And after a session of doing reverse hack squats, I went home that night, went to sleep. The next morning I woke up, I had such pain running down my entire leg. It went down the back of my leg, crossed over in by the knee up into the shin and down into the foot. My foot was unresponsive. I could not lift my toe. When I walked, my foot just dropped. It made it very difficult to drive a car, by the way. I had to learn how to drive with my left foot because I couldn't go from the gas pedal to the brake. And it took almost a year of deliberate walking to get my foot to work again. Are you familiar with this type of an injury?
Very.
Okay. So it went away. My foot worked great. Fast forward to about 5 or 6 months ago, I started noticing numbness in my feet. And it slowly started to go up and to the tops of my shins, right where my knees are. It feels like I'm wearing socks all the time. And I started to talk with some people, radiculopathy, neuropathy, lumbar spine compression. So I'm thinking that maybe whatever I did back then has kind of come home to roost. Now, I was doing very heavy stiff leg deadlifts, very heavy, 400 pounds for reps. And the stiff leg deadlift, when I do it, I use a 25-pound plate so I can get a full stretch. Read, my back is rounding out a bit at the bottom. And so I started to think that was the cause of it because that was a new movement that I added in around that time. So I've eliminated that. This morning I did squat on a power squat machine, a Body Master power squat machine. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. It's more of a cantilever squat, but it's plate loaded. And I did get pretty heavy and my legs feel really good right now. So this is kind of my snapshot. What would you say to somebody like me?
First of all, we'd have to isolate to make sure we've got the correct mechanism to the pain. Then eliminate the cause. There's no magical exercise if you do not remove the cause.
Okay.
So stage one, remove the cause. And then stage two, let the pain sensitivity settle. If the pain truly is from a neural genesis, you've got to let the nerves settle. It's akin to hitting your thumb with a hammer over and over and then expecting to do exercise to get your thumb better. You have to take the hammer away. Then we create a step-by-step progression, and it begins with stiffening the core, which is counterintuitive to some people. Then we free the hips, teach people to move well and move better. Even little things like how they brush their teeth, get on and off the toilet, in and out of their car, matters. Then we add some pushing and pulls to the exercise progression and invoke an interval walking program. For example, if a person can walk for 50 minutes before they start becoming uncomfortable, we would never do that. We would break it up into three tolerable bouts throughout the day, probably one before breakfast, one after dinner, and one midday, where we guarantee success in that they've done three very tolerable intervals, walking fairly quickly, arm swing about the shoulders, etc. This is all described step by step in the book.
Right.
And it's a very systematic progression.
Okay.
Let me
ask you some questions. I don't really have any pain per se, but when I sit for long periods of time, I get stiff. My legs get stiff. They don't move easily. And then once I start walking, they loosen up again. The only place I can actually say I have pain would be in and around the piriformis muscles, right at the base of the glutes where the hamstrings insert. So does this tell you anything more?
It does. Again, in the book, it guides the reader through a self-assessment so they can understand themselves the specific motions, postures, and loads that trigger their pain. From what you've described, the greatest chance is that it is the sciatic nerve that goes behind the hip joint and through the anatomical pathway you just described at the hamstring insertion. We would then have you, I'd love to do this with you right now. I'd ask you to get out of your chair and lay on your tummy for 3 minutes. Can you do that and still have your headset on, or is that not possible?
No, and 3 minutes is a long time on radio, but I can definitely
It is. Well, I was still going to talk to you. But anyway, we have several tests like that, which is the mechanical opposite of whatever the person has discovered is their pain trigger. And then we monitor to see, did your pain increase or decrease?
Okay.
And through process of elimination, we hone in on the cause. So I suspect with you, if it's slowly increased by sitting, it probably isn't what we would call a claudication or a vascular numbness, which is a pins and needles sensation that you get from occluding the blood supply.
Right.
Let's assume that it is neural. I hope you're sitting with a lumbar support.
No.
Do you have rolled up towel in your low back while you're sitting?
No, and I will do that. I was actually going to ask you, what do you think of those ergonomic chairs? You know, the ones that you kind of kneel in? You think that's a bad idea?
Well, we studied those about 25 years ago and found several interesting things. They help you preserve a neutral curve to your back and balance the hydraulics. So it would de-stress the posterior disc bulge in a lot of people for about 20 minutes. And then, because there's no backrest, it is actually a lot of work for the back muscles to hold your spine erect like that, and they become tired. So it's a nice micro break from a traditional chair, but I wouldn't recommend sitting in it all day. And I might also add that some people were getting shin bruising,
right,
because shins are not made to bear a load. They don't have any bursa or padding on them. So,
right.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're wearing a tight skirt, it won't work either, Carl.
Okay, I'll take that off before I use it. Okay, so one other thing that I use religiously now, and I've always had one, but since this happened, I started using it before I go to bed, and the first thing when I wake up, I have an inversion table, and I'm able to hang completely vertical. And what I do is I focus on feeling my lower abdominal muscles stretch, because I'm hoping that I will start to release or reduce the compression in that area. And in fact, when I get into that full stretch position, I can actually feel the curve of my spine increasing and not flattening out.
Well, yes, that will help you, but it won't work for other people. Again, it's a very, this is the curious thing about back pain. People will find the approach that works for them, and then they recommend it to their friend, and their friend says, you know what, that just made my back worse. So there has to be an element of understanding the pain trigger and then matching one-to-one the approach. I mean, if I did what you just described, I'd just get a massive headache every morning. I couldn't do that. In a contrast, if you could lay on your tummy, and as you breathe in and then breathe out, imagine your low back falling to the floor. So that de-stresses it, reduces the hydraulic pressure, and restores the curve very effectively in some people, and it may be more effective than the inversion table. But then again, having said that, with some older people who lift heavy, they like the direct traction load, but then again, they might get just the same benefit from simply hanging with their hands on a chin-up bar for 20 or 30 seconds. But, you know, when we measured that, we found, I'm talking about the inversion table,
right.
There's no question it does decompress the spine and allows fluids to osmotically flow back into the disc because they were squeezed out with the heavy pressure. And it did restore a little bit of spine height, but it only lasted 15 minutes once they got up and started walking around. And the last thing I want to mention, Carl, is I wouldn't do that first thing in the morning. You are taller in the morning than when you went to bed at night. The reason being your discs have already sucked up fluid throughout the night, and you'll find the bending stresses to put your socks on earlier in the morning are much higher than when you went to bed, when your spine is much more, should we say, less fluid friction.
Okay.
in bending. So your discs are actually swollen when you first get out of bed in the morning, and I would have to recommend to anyone who has a disc pain history to simply get up and go for a walk. You cannot.
Well, that is what I do. So I get up first thing in the morning and I do 30 minutes of cardio. That's when after I do my wake up cardio, that's my cup of coffee, the cardio. That's when I get on the inversion table. But I don't have to do it first thing in the morning, obviously. I could do it later in the afternoon.
Well, if it does give you relief, that is the time to do it.
That's my problem. I don't have any quote unquote relief issues. Like I squatted today, 630 pounds for three reps. That was my last set on a Bodymaster squat, power squat, which is, you know, it's a heavy. I mean, I was able to go through and I was really watching and listening and paying attention to my body and do I feel anything and do I feel any sensations? And I did those three reps like they were nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, if it wasn't for this numbness that feels like I'm wearing socks, I don't have any problem.
Well, you do have a problem. You have a radiculopathy, by the sounds of it, in the area of where you have your socks on.
Yes.
So if it were me, I would try and clean that up.
Yeah, I am.
You know, you don't want that for the rest of your life.
No, and I don't want it to progress.
Now, let me ask you a question, Carl,
sure.
And this is one that you need to give some serious consideration to. People choose exercises to achieve a goal. I don't know what your goal is, but is that heavy squat, which takes, you pay a hell of a tax for that with your body, which may be good or it may be bad. I don't know how you want to be when you're 70 years of age. But let me counterpoint that with, Could you find a more wisely chosen exercise to reach your goals that will allow you to maintain your strength and athleticism for a longer period of your life? May I suggest that you consider doing some heavy sled drags instead, which will give you a tremendous extensor athleticism out of the hips and your legs. It will translate far better for running and cutting and those kinds of activities than just the straight bilateral squat. Now, if you want to be a bodybuilder and just have big legs for no other reason, then carry on, but watch your volume and your restoration. But if it has a little bit more of an athletic or functional goal, I would like you to entertain the idea of considering sled drags and sled pulls.
Well, I would like to start doing more sled drags and sled pulls. I enjoy doing the squat. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel productive. And I'm a big believer that if I need to, as you said, clean up my problem. I am going to clean up my problem. This is the first time I squatted in probably 5 or 6 weeks. And I've been relegated to leg pressing, which I enjoy. And I don't think that's too much of a problem for my spine. But
yes, it is.
Really? Okay, we have to take...
You mean when you're pressing, are you sitting with your pelvis and back supported and you're pressing the leg, the weight up a ramp?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's flattening out your back. You want to be careful.
Okay. All right, look.
And I might also suggest that you're not considering training cycles. If you've taken 5 weeks off and then you just hop in and do 650, I think you're going to have to start respecting, as you get older, the notion of working in training cycles, taking a week off, doing another cycle, etc.
Oh, no. I didn't take 6 weeks off. I just didn't squat for 6 weeks. I still went in and did some very heavy leg movements like step-ups and leg presses and extensions and curls and stuff like that. I just didn't squat for 6 weeks because I thought it was aggravating my problem, and it probably is. Let's do this. Let's take this break, and we'll come right back and wrap up this interview. We're talking right now with Dr. Stuart McGill. The book is Back Mechanic. You know I'm going to be reading it from end to end because I have to find the solution for my own problem. Don't be stupid like me and wait until you have a problem. Get the book now so you can understand how to avoid back problems later on. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Stuart McGill about his book, Back Mechanic. If you want to learn more, you can go to the website. The website is backfitpro.com. You'll also find the book at superhumanradio.com later today. I believe in this book. I'm going to be using this book. I am going to reverse this numbness in my legs. And I'm going to, I want to be able to continue to lift heavy, but I want to do things that are important to keep my spine healthy at the same time. Talk about the non-negotiable three, the big three exercises.
Well, they come after you've been successful at removing the cause, which are movement patterns that are identified in the book. So now we're moving on to stage two. The first order of business there is to build the foundation in your body, and that means stiffening the core. Now, again, that's counterintuitive, but it's essential to build the muscular guy wire system to allow the spine to successfully bear load. We use the big three exercises. They're very simple, although a lot of science went into proving that those were the very best ways to get a low tolerance back into a condition so it can start bearing load again. And there's all kinds of high performance athletes who have given testimonials that that was where they had to start and was the only way that worked for them. So the exercises are so simple that we are going to build the back of the torso, the sides of the torso, and the front of the torso. So to build the back, it's called the bird dog. Excuse me. Oh, now I've got your cough.
The same
curl.
Thing, yeah. I have a mic button.
The person adopts an all fours position on the ground. They create neutral curves in their back. This is very important to prepare it to bear load, particularly if it's a bit fragile with pain or previous injury. Then then they extend one leg and one arm, but it's the opposite side arm, so it would be the left arm and the right leg. Now, these nuances are well explained in the book. Some people just simply lift the leg and they hike their pelvis up and end up twisting their spine. We ask the people to do it in a mirror and make sure that if their hip hikes up, don't lift the leg as much in the mind. Focus on pushing the heel away. And that creates the activation pattern that we need in the back without twisting it. So that would be, and then we build that, by the way, on an endurance protocol, where people would hold that bird dog position for about 10 seconds, and then they release and sweep the floor with their hand and knee and go out for another 10 seconds. This, the Russians found, was the best way to spare the back and build endurance without creating muscle cramps. So again, the way it's prescribed, the dosage, the sets and reps are all very specifically designed to increase painless tolerance. The side plank was shown to be the most superior exercise to spare the back and challenge the muscles for the sides. Very important, quadratus lumborum, and the oblique abdominal wall. And then the modified curl-up, it's shocking to me to see people who, they've gone on YouTube and made movies of themselves doing my exercises, and they just slaughter them. It's just awful. They have people coming up way too far and stressing their discs. You start with your hands, palms down, under the low back, between your back and the floor. Bend one knee to reduce the residual neural tensions, and then slightly elevate the elbows, the shoulders, and the head, just ever so slightly, and hold for 10 seconds. And you'll know what I mean. It's quite challenging to start. And then we can move into front planks, and there's all kinds of progressions that come thereafter. But those are the big three to start off that progression of stiffening the core and building the foundation. And then we move on to, as I mentioned earlier, upright tasks of carrying, pushing, and pulling, interval walking, etc.
You know, when you injure yourself, it's said that muscles will splint the injury. They'll restrict its movement to kind of protect it. There's a certain value to that splinting before you have an injury. We did a show a couple weeks ago with Brooks Kubik, who talked about when he worked over at the stadium where the Cleveland Browns were, that he had dialogue with one of the trainers there, a trainer that had worked with Jim Brown. And he said it was remarkable to learn that Jim Brown never did any of the stretching exercises that the other teammates were doing. He never stretched anything. And we discussed this on the air, and we said, you know, his muscles were protecting joints. You know, it's almost like a pre-injury splinting. When you talk about building the core, this actually is intuitive, not counterintuitive when I think about it, because you want those muscles that are responsible for providing both flexibility and rigidity to the spine to be the strongest they possibly can. It actually makes sense.
Oh, again, you've hit the nail on the head. Injury resilience doesn't come from willy-nilly stretching. Willy-nilly stretching increases injury potential, and it decreases performance. People are elastic athletes. If you look at the great long-distance runners, they actually run with less muscle activity because they have the muscles on, and they just give little punches of muscle on top of stiffened springs.
Right.
Generally, these people come from other countries. The American approach is to, do the runners stretch. Stretch out the Achilles. Stretch out the hamstrings. You know, do you think the great leapers and dunkers in the NBA have great loose hamstrings? No, they are tight. Those are the springs that they bounce off. So a little bit of muscle punch on top of the pre-stiffened spring that is tuned enhances their performance. You need a certain amount of hamstring stiffness to protect the ACL ligaments of the knee. I could go on and on and on about this.
Well, you know, when you say that, if anybody, look, I don't like organized sports. I can't sit in front of a TV and watch organized sports for more than 5 minutes. But when, one of the things that I've observed, I started observing calves about 15 years ago. I've come to the conclusion that there's something I call occupational hypertrophy. If you look at the majority of men who wear shorts, their right calf is always larger than their left calf. And I don't know why, but I started thinking, well, they work the gas pedal and the brake pedal, and so this calf gets a lot more work. When I started to observe high-level basketball players, one of the things I noticed was they have very, very small calf muscle bellies. The gastroc is a very small muscle. They have long, long tendons. They're like straps. And I started to think maybe the reason they jump so high is because they don't have a large gastroc. And the spring effect of that strap with just a little muscle activation is the reason they can jump so high. So that you just validated something I've thought for a very, very long time.
Oh, well, here, when you, I, as you know, do consulting for different Olympic programs around the world, and you see different body types, and it's so interesting. When you take the type of athlete that you were just describing, and you measure their hip torque production and their knee torque production when they jump, you'll find that they are hip jumpers. They don't use their knees that much, and they don't use their ankles that much. If you watched old YouTube clips of Michael Jordan dunking a basketball, you'll see that when he lands on his planting foot, he lands on the heel, and the majority of the takeoff power is through the heel, not through the forefoot, because as the hip explodes, he was a very powerful hip jumper, as the hip explodes in extension, it would only force the heel into the ground anyway, so it would have been an energy leak. Now, that worked perfectly for that type of hip jumping task and that architecture as you described. Now let's take another type of jumper. Let's take, say, a middle European country and look at their volleyball team. You will find, if you measure them, they have shorter legs and longer body length, even though they're still 6'10" tall. Same as some of the NBA players, but they have much longer legs and shorter bodies, at least the ones with the smaller calves. But you'll notice the volleyball players from Europe will have much stouter legs and calf muscles. And when you watch them spike a volleyball, they have a very high vertical jump, very powerful knee and ankle extension. So they are knee jumpers. They need big quadriceps and big calf muscles to get that high vertical jump off of two legs. So isn't it interesting that there we have two distinct types of jumping mechanisms, and yet they're both jumping. And we would train them very differently. I wouldn't do, we'd have to set both of those types of architectures and body types up with different types of squats and different types of training to optimize that mechanism.
The book is called Back Mechanic, a step-by-step guide to fixing your back pain by Dr. Stuart McGill. The website, of course, is, backfitpro.com. That's Dr. McGill's website, and you will have the book available at superhumanradio.com. We've actually gone approximately 11 minutes over on this interview. I could talk to you for another hour, but unfortunately I'm being told that we have to end the interview now, but we definitely will have you back on, Dr. McGill.
And Carl, I really enjoyed this, and as I've said, I think this is the third time now, your logic in questioning is just fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon, Dr. McGill.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for today. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.